the fundraisers on 99.9 MyFM. We recently caught up with Bern Hudson from the Gann Rotary Club and spoke with him at a recent community event about fundraising.
Appreciate it. Oh, my pleasure. And first things first, what is Gann Rotary all about?
Rotary's is a service club, and it's an international organization, and it works at the international level, the regional level, and the local level. Mm-hmm. Our club here works at all three levels. Locally, we're involved in a number of activities here in the community, supporting youth activities, supporting sports activities, supporting the food bank, various things. But also, we actually run a number of activities on our own. The community gardens here are led by Rotary. The new Fruit Forest is another project led by Rotary. Mm-hmm. And those are just, you know, two examples. We sponsor a hospital in Buca, Colombia, where we just finished a sterilization project. And so we bought a new sterilization suite, which will be brought to the hospital. Right. That's about a $90,000 donation. We've involved in stoves in El Salvador, shelters in Ukraine and Turkey, and some more survivability type projects in Ukraine. So you can see the club's involved at all levels. And when we move up to the regional level or the international level, we pair with other clubs to multiply our impact.
That's pretty neat. And, of course, you know, a lot of fundraising goes on, and you guys are part of a lot of that stuff, too. What's so important about fundraising, in your opinion?
Well, we're a not-for-profit.
Right.
So fundraising is what we use to support our community. So the money that we raise here in the community, by and large, is used in the community to support all the different programs that we back up. Mm-hmm. And it's key. What's key about it is finding money that's not just asking for donations, but also in-kind contributions. So, for example, when we did our work last year on the first planting of the food forest, we actually had more labor and in-kind contributions donated to us than the money that we had to spend from our fundraising budgets.
Right. For sure. And of course, you know, there's some obstacles that come along the way with fundraising and stuff like that. What are some of the challenges that your group faces sometimes?
I think one of the big challenges we face is just saturation. Mm-hmm. Gananoque is a small community, and it's well served by different service clubs. I mean, we have us, we have Lions, we have the Legion, the Kins, and we're all tapping that same community for donations. So it's to find new and innovative ways to fundraise, and in particular ways that that don't keep harvesting from the same people, so and actually provide a service in more than just a tax donation.
Right, for sure. And you know, obviously there's a lot of moments you guys have been pretty proud of over the years. What's been some of the most prouder moments recently?
I guess some of the big things we're proud of is last year's Ribfest, which is a joint project we do with Lions. Mm-hmm. From a fundraising perspective, we had the largest rib fest in Gananoque's history. So we had the most people through the gate, and we raised the most money that we could then put back in the community. So we're very proud of that, and we're hoping to do that again. And like we said, from the challenges from fundraising, we're now providing a service with our fundraising, the music and the rib fest, and we're actually collecting money from a large, broader community than just from our little town.
Right.
Other things, perhaps, our youth exchange program, mm-hmm. which is now 40-plus years. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty incredible that we bring in students in and out for 40 years. Very proud of that. And proud of our new environmental initiatives, the food forest and taking over sort of the chaperoning or the shepherding of the community gardens.
Perfect, Berm. Thank you.